Soaring together. A dream. I am having second thoughts about sharing this information, because of what famous French novelist Stendhal said about love. And the fragility of love. I made a dietary mistake on Monday. You know, the kind your voices scream in your head, you only live once. Or maybe the way Madame de Pompadour said, lover of the French King Louis XV, après moi, le déluge. After me the flood. Sloppy translation, but you can get the gist. F it, I want to do what I want to do even if it destroys the earth. Or my health. Anyway, the same mistake at age younger than mine may not be a big deal, but being a fragile 73, it nearly killed me. My eating style. The how and when of eating so that I actually digest my food, the eating style, in my experience, is more important and harder to keep than the what. My eating style is being a separator, or the new word for it, alternating. The food I ate had three problems. 1. It was a stew type of food, with many ingredients. Not allowed for alternating eating type, who are only allowed one real ingredient in a meal. I ate chili with beans. 2. It was too much. The rule of thumb is to eat one fistful of solids, one fistful of liquid in a meal. I doubled that. 3. My allowed food list doesn't include kidney beans. Kidney beans have a toxin in them. And in quantity they can make you really sick. So I have been spending a lot of time in bed since Monday. And sleeping 10 to 12 hours. My guts hurt like I have been skinned inside. And yet, today, it's Saturday, I woke up happy, and energized, with a newfound hope. How does the spirit know what the new day will bring, I wonder? But it did know. Today is a red letter day. I experience, for the first time in life, the magic and synergy of partnership. I first learned about partnership, the field, in Landmark Education's partnership course. But I had been fantasizing, dreaming about it forever. I used to call it soaring together, and I looked at every man I encountered from the vantage point, could we be soaring together? I am old, and I am not interested in men anymore. But I am still interested in partnership, the experience. The Partnership Explorations course is a year-long program, and the tuition is $3,700. Add to it the 6 times flying to Los Angeles, hotel and eating in expensive hotel restaurants, and your cost is at least double of the tuition. Was it worth it? Maybe. Until today I wasn't sure. But if you ask me now, hell yeah. Okay, let me explain. I am a coach. I have been practicing and getting better at providing one side of partnership. Partnership has 2 sides, and one side is not a partnership maker. Ugh. Here are the lines, straight from my partnership exploration course I memorized. The I is the one providing partnership, the you is the other person, in my case the person I am coaching. You live in a world of your own design. I am empowered by everything you do and say. I am for your empowerment and I am empowered by that. If this makes no sense to you, you are not alone. 99 of the 100 partnership exploration participants feel like you do. But it clicked for me right away. Although that clicking wasn't enough for me to be partnership, or to create partnership, the experience. I did the course 15 years ago. And it was my second time around. First time I did it in 1997. Okay, what happens if you bring those 4 lines above into every interaction you have with the client, or even when they are not present? You can have compassion for them, and be empowered by the relationship, even though it is mostly defined by the client. Here are some sample attitudes clients have. Do it for me. I'll do nothing. I will resist you, let's see what can you do? I am going to get my money's worth. I will never acknowledge you. It is all my doing, not yours. I have been providing partnership, those 4 sentences above, for years now. To wholly no return on investment. Until now. One of my students has completely surrendered to a we, instead of pursuing a me and you stance. Now, why is this so revolutionary, that I had to come and shout out for the whole world to hear? Other than it feeling great, chasing away the ever-present I am alone feeling everyone has even if they are in a relationship. Partnership allows for results impossible in any other circumstance in life. In my case, unprecedented, previously impossible result. What stands in your way? Surrendering to anything needs you to have a strong sense of self. Or you are afraid that you'll disappear, be eaten up, die. It also needs you a level of caring that is practically impossible under the vibrational level of 200. But even if your vibration is 200, if you live in the world of either you or me, or zero-sum games, you won't be willing to surrender. Even if it means that you'll 10x, 100x your own benefit. You want it all. You don't want anyone else to win, especially not your coach. Frown. Because if someone else benefits as well, game is off for you. What does this say about you? Nothing nice. I have students and clients who are even unwilling to thank me for my sizable and unpaid contribution to them. It's actually predictable when I look at their numbers in the starting point measurements. So I should not be surprised, should not feel hurt, but I still do. For a moment. Then return to you live in a world of your own design. And then I am okay. So what was the unprecedented result, you ask? I suddenly saw what it is I can do to integrate the starting point measurements with my other programs, courses, workshops, and coaching. In a clear, visible way, useful way. So instead of the numbers in the starting point measurements only to satisfy your curiosity, or bum you out, you can use the integration tools I am now ready to create, so you can follow a path to raise your vibration, to get more out of life, in health, finances, relationships, and fulfillment. If you are so inclined, a curriculum to follow. And that is a huge breakthrough for me, and can be a huge breakthrough for you if you choose to take advantage of it. Being able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Be energized by it. So you can stay with it till the end, or whatever milestone you choose. Want to give it a whirl? I have to warn you. It is a work in progress. Go to www.yourvibration.com/motive. Make sure you tick the box. P.S. Stand all about love. 4. Love is born. To love, that is to have pleasure in seeing, touching, feeling, through all the senses and as near as possible, an object to be loved and that loves us. 5. The first crystallization begins. The lover delights in decking with 1,000 perfections the woman of whose love he is sure. He dwells on all the details of his happiness with a satisfaction that is boundless. He is simply magnifying a superb bounty just fallen to him from heaven. He has no knowledge of it but the assurance of its possession. Leave the mind of a lover to its natural movements for 24 hours, and this is what you will find. At the salt mines of Salzburg, a branch stripped of its leaves by winter is thrown into the abandoned depths of the mine. Taken out 2 or 3 months later, it is covered with brilliant crystals. The smallest twigs, those no stouter than the leg of a sparrow, are rayed with an infinity of sparkling, dazzling diamonds. It is impossible to recognize the original branch. I call crystallization the operation of the mind which, from everything which is presented to it, draws the conclusion that there are new perfections in the object of its love. A traveler speaks of the freshness of the orange groves at Genoa, on the sea coast, during the scorching days of summer. What pleasure to enjoy that freshness with her. Like Stendhal, I never had the good/bad fortune before to have personal feelings for anyone. Except for yearning. That others call love, but I just call yearning. Bad as it is.